Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A drone armed with a warhead hit the protective outer shell of Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear plant on Friday. The drone struck the radiation shelter, causing a fire that was then extinguished. Kyiv blamed Russia, while the Kremlin denied it was responsible. The UN International Atomic Energy Agency said radiation levels at the shuttered plant in the Kyiv region have not increased. It said the strike did not breach the plant's inner containment shell. Chernobyl was the site of the world's worst nuclear accident in 1986. In his keynote address to the Munich Security Conference, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance criticized the European Union for its regulation of hate speech and misinformation, which he said amounted to censorship.
The threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within.
Vance's speech came at a time of intense concern and uncertainty over the Trump administration's foreign policy. Vance only briefly referred to Ukraine, saying he hoped a reasonable settlement could be reached. The vice president is expected to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later on Friday. Zelensky said that unless President Vladimir Putin is stopped in Ukraine, Russia will attack members of NATO.
I think, Tuama, that he's preparing the war against NATO countries next year. And I think so, but I don't know, you know, I don't have 100, and God bless, we will stop this crazy guy, and we will not have war, any war in the world, in Europe, but you will not stop him just to say, yes, he said it, we will stop.
At the same news conference, Zelensky said that the only Russian official he was prepared to talk to was Putin, and that he would only do so once Ukraine had agreed on a common plan with U.S. President Donald Trump and European leaders. This is VOA News. The families of Israeli hostages still held by the Hamas militant group on Friday welcomed the joyous news that three men, all taken from the same kibbutz on October 7, 2023, are expected to be freed on Saturday in exchange for more than 300 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Liron Zander is a resident of Tel Aviv.
I really hope that this is going to be something that's going to continue and continue until the last one will be back home and the story will be behind us.
Hamas identified the hostages to be released as Russian-Israeli Alexander Sasha Truvanov, Argentine-Israeli Ayer Horn, and U.S.-Israeli Sagui Dekelchen. An Afghan national has admitted to purposefully driving into a crowd in the German city of Munich. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
Prosecutor Gabriel Tillman told a press conference there was no evidence to suggest the suspect, identified as Fahad Nuri, was affiliated with any Islamist organization. But said that based on everything they knew, an Islamist motivation was likely. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier laid flowers at the site where at least 36 people, including a child, were hurt on Thursday after the 24-year-old man plowed into demonstrators in the German city. He arrived in Germany as an unaccompanied minor in 2016, was in Germany legally with a work permit, and was therefore not due to be deported.
Sean Rogan for Reuters. Pope Francis was taken to Rome's Agostino Gemelli Hospital for bronchitis and to undergo tests on Friday. He will skip several planned public events over the next 3 days, the Vatican said, after he was seen struggling to speak during one of his meetings in the morning. Father Nicholas Ausch is a priest from the United States.
He works through his illness. It's amazing how much he has struggled with it, and he just continues to lead and pray and to preach. So I think he'll teach us something as he struggles in the hospital.
Francis, who has been pontiff since 2013, has had influenza and other health problems several times over the past 2 years. As a young adult, he had part of one of his lungs removed and has been prone to lung infections. The Treasury Department's Office of Inspector General says it's launching an audit of the security controls for the federal government's payment system. That's after Democratic senators raised red flags about the access provided to Trump aide Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The audit will also review the past 2 years of the system's transactions as it relates to Musk's assertion of quote-unquote alleged fraudulent payments. That's according to a letter from Treasury's Deputy Inspector General obtained Friday by the Associated Press. The audit marks part of the broader effort led by Democratic lawmakers and federal employee unions to provide transparency about DOJ's activities under President Donald Trump's Republican administration. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.